This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Delta Airlines is the last domestic carrier to fly the DC-9. That's the one with two engines under the tail and a talent for short runways. One final flight this afternoon marks the close of the plane's half-century run. Jim Burris reports from WABE in Atlanta.
All right, Mr. Graham, this is your seat number.
Most passengers about to board Delta Flight 2494 from Atlanta to Akron have no idea their jet was built during the Carter administration. When I mentioned that to 44-year-old Scott Smith, he lights up.
I think it'd be fantastic. I remember when I was a little kid, I would get those, they don't do this anymore, but you could go to the cockpit, and they would give you these the little metal planes, and I would collect them because we did fly a lot when I was a kid.
A lot's changed in aviation since then, like the planes. Today's jets almost fly themselves. The DC-9 does not.
50, 30, 10.
Oh, nice.
I'm in Delta's DC-9 simulator with Captain Scott Wolfried. He'll pilot today's final flight. Wolfried says the old DC-9s are fun to fly.
A lot of pilots here at Delta really have a sentimental attachment to the aircraft. It was their first right seat checkout or first left seat checkout.
The DC-9 was designed for short, frequent routes. It brought jet service to most U.S. cities for the first time. Delta launched the airplane in 1965, but sold the fleet in the early 90s to smaller carriers. When Delta merged with Northwest Airlines in 2008, Delta got some of the DC-9s back.
It's been a workhorse.
Robin Barnes has been a Delta flight attendant for three decades. She says interior upgrades mean most passengers can't tell the plane is vintage.
The giveaway being, if you look in the cockpit, the framework is still robin's egg blue. But they still run great. I'm kind of sorry to see them go, actually. I like working on them.
The DC-9's final domestic passenger flight is number 2014. This afternoon, it takes off from Northwest's former base, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and lands here in Atlanta. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.